Good morning. Today is July the 9th, 2026, Thursday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, open with me in your Old Testament Bible to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 6. We'd like to share a few verses with you, beginning in verse number 1. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. Seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called out to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the thresholds trembled at the voice of him who called out, while the temple was filled with smoke. Then I said, "Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs. In verse 7, he touched my mouth with it and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven." May God this morning, beloved, bless the reading of his word. Beloved, on this Thursday morning, as we read and look through and study these very powerful verses out of Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 7, we understand the vision that was given unto Isaiah the prophet from the Lord God as he stood before the Lord God in spirit. For he speaks in verse number 1 of the time of his life, as he speaks in the year of King Uzziah's death, the great king. "I saw the Lord sitting on a throne," he says, "lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple." He describes those surroundings in verse number 2 about the seraphim of the angels flying around. They stood above him, each having six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called out, being the seraphim, out to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And you know, as we read these words, the holiness of God comes streaming at me, beloved, this morning. How holy our Lord God is. How worthy of praise and glory and honor is our Lord Jesus Christ today. You know, so many days of our lives, we look around and we see the normalcy of life. We see the things around us that we can hear and we can touch, we can see and we can feel. But you know, we seldom stop and think of the holiness of God and the fullness of God. But so many times we are able to stop and think and even envision with our simple, earthly, driven minds of the holiness of God, our Father in heaven. The holiness of our Lord Jesus Christ and the power and the awesomeness of the Holy Spirit. You know, as we read through these verses that Isaiah has written, he describes about his sins, the things in his life, that "I am a man, I am ruined before I have unclean lips." And he speaks that he lives amongst the people as well that also have unclean lips. It says, "For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." He has seen the glory of God. He understands that the Lord of heaven, the Lord of hosts, he stands in his presence. He understands how unworthy he is. I want to ask you this morning that question as well. How worthy are we today to stand before God? How worthy are you this morning, beloved, to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ each and every day? You know, every time that we bow our heads and every time that we come before the Lord in prayer, we surely stand before the presence of a righteous, a mighty, and a holy God. Every time that I seek the Lord for the needs that I have in my own life and through the needs of many, I stop and think first how holy God is that he would take the time. How wonderful God is that he would listen to a sinner like me when I speak and cry out unto him and call his precious name. How unworthy I am to even know and to hold in my heart the salvation and the eternal grace and gift that God has bestowed upon me and bestowed upon you, beloved. How unworthy we are. Worthy only through Christ Jesus, the word testifies. You see, it says for in verse number 6, how God brought forth reconciliation, how God brought forth through the power, the reaffirming, the steadfastness, and the assurance of his forgiveness. For he says, "Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs." Speaking of the offering of God to allow the things in Isaiah's life to be forgiven, his unclean lips, the words that we each speak each day, that we know, the things that we think in our hearts and our minds and our spirit, the things that we do, the places we go that we know are unworthy before God. You see, the Lord makes a way of escape. His word declares to us that if we come before him with an open heart, and if we come boldly, then God will hear and God will answer our prayers. He tells us to come as we are, to just come, bring your burdens, come, bring the needs that you have in your life to me. Beloved, every day in our hearts, as we come before and petition the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him for forgiveness and ask him for the needs and fulfillment of our lives, we need to be assured. We need to always consider in our hearts before we even bow our heads before the righteous and the holy God of heaven today. Just as Isaiah speaks, we need to understand the holiness and the fullness and the righteousness of God in heaven, of how God brought forth reconciliation. For it says in verse 7, he touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven. Are you ready to stand before a holy and a righteous God one day? Are you ready to receive and be received into heaven as one of God's own? Is there things in your life today, just as I know in my past there's been things in my own life, beloved, that I had pondered and I had prevented and I had pushed away and I had held back and I had just procrastinated? Lord, maybe one day, Father, I'll work in those areas of my life. And God, when that day comes, Lord, I'll ask you and I'll seek your will and your help in those matters, God. And we just seem to push them away and we just seem to wait and wait and wait for another day. And that day never seems sometimes to come, does it? And today, beloved, God offers that forgiveness for you and God offers that forgiveness for me today in our lives. God offers forgiveness through his Son, Jesus Christ. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ today as your personal Savior? I would ask that you allow this day in your life to be that day of salvation, to be that day of forgiveness. May God today speak and touch your hearts with forgiveness as offered through the altar of God. I would ask you this morning to bow your heads with me and draw near the Lord God. May we just seek him today for forgiveness so that we may have solace and peace and hope in our life, as the prophet Isaiah speaks was given to him. Father, today we come before you in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for this powerful truth of the holiness of the temple of God. God, may you help us to be closer each and every day, Father, unto you. Father, we would ask you today, surely, to touch and bless and speak to the hearts of those that may be listening today to this broadcast that have never received and never accepted the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior. Beloved, I want you to know, as I speak personally and directly to you this day, those unsaved, those lost, I want you to know today that Jesus loves you. God loves you with all of his heart, for God showed his great love for you and for the world, as John 3:16 declares, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I ask you today to come to Jesus. I ask you today to trust and receive and accept the forgiveness of God through the shed blood of his precious Son, who died on the cross at Calvary and on the third day was risen and today sits at the right hand of the Father in heaven, making intercession for you and making intercession for me. Beloved, I would ask you today to pray a simple prayer with me. I would ask you to receive the Lord today. If you never trusted him as your Lord, as your Savior, if you need forgiveness and repentance in your heart, come to Jesus today. Come to him, will you? Will you trust him? Will you allow God to cleanse you? Will you allow God to forgive you of your sins? Father, today I know I'm a sinner. Lord, I know I'm lost, and God, I know, just as I've heard in this text, in this Bible verses read, Father, Lord, I know I have unclean lips and an unclean heart. Lord, I know my life as well as unclean, Father, and all the things that are in it, God. Father, I would ask you to help me today and forgive me. God, I would ask you to come into my heart, come into my life, God, and set me free of my sins. I would ask you, God, that you would renew and help me, God, through these battles of life. Father, I today receive that free gift of eternal life, God, that you offer unto us. Father, I do thank you, Father, today for speaking to my heart through this simple message, God. Lord, I don't understand many times, Father, how you can love me. I know one today, Father, that you're forgiven, and I know one today, God, that feels free for the first time in my life, God, knowing that sins of my life have been forgiven, and I have been set free. I am your child of God, and Father, I praise you today for what you've done in my life. Beloved, if you prayed that prayer this morning, I rejoice with you, and the Word of God teaches that thousands of angels in heaven will rejoice with you now, as God has forgiven you from this moment forward. share the teachings and the understanding and love of Jesus Christ with a lost and a dying world around you. May God's presence today be in each of our lives in a special, a holy, and a profound way. May God this day be praised for His goodness, His glory, and His worthiness above all. Father, I would ask You to be with each and every one, God, that we know that are in the hospital. May You bless the listeners, God. May You put Your arms around them and each of us today that today have made decisions to follow You. We love You today, Lord, and we truly thank You for first loving us. We thank You for leading and guiding us, Father, through this pathway of life. For today we come and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.